We'll talk about Kuan Yin next week, but just in a nutshell, you've all heard the story of the Princess Mia Shang, which is one of the most famous legends of the genesis of Kuan Yin. And again, it's a story of someone who is basically living in a state of steady wisdom, living in the state that I didn't get anywhere near today. And in that state, nothing can harm her. In that state, there is no possibility except the possibility of going deeper and deeper and deeper into the innate power that animates us. That's what Kuan Yin is. And in that state, compassion is the blood of that state. Compassion is the oxygen of that state. And again, it's not goody-two-shoes compassion that's not really compassion. It's fearless. Fearless wisdom. It's fearless. Fearless clarity in the presence of reality. And that's really what Kuan Yin embodies. And it's that stillness that can sit and let everything ebb and flow, rise and fall, sickness, suffering, pain, loss, grief, betrayal. And it can just keep sitting. It's the mountain. It's the mountain of stillness. And it becomes something so sweet that everything it touches is blessed. And that's what we want to cultivate in ourselves. And part of that process is to find the wounding energies, the wounding aspects within us. So in the story of the Princess Mia Shang, who becomes Kuan Yin, her father is the bad guy of that story. And he's a really bad dude. He could give Donald Trump a run for his money. Donald Trump is like a cartoon character compared to her father. And I think it's very important when we work with a story like this, and we'll do this more next week, we want to find that horrible being inside of us and really stare into its face. You know, that in us that wants to destroy us, basically. That in us that wants to keep us from living in what the Bhagavad Gita calls wisdom, steady wisdom, sthita prajna. That's the work. And ultimately, to make friends with even that. That's the work. To make friends with all the profound ugliness inside of ourselves. And actually, I'll read it again next week, but the very last verse of this chapter of the Gita is so wonderful, because that's exactly what Krishna says. Knowing me, this is Krishna speaking, as the enjoyer of all worship, the Lord of all worlds. And again, that line's a bit irrelevant and grandiose for us. But then he says, the dearest friend of all beings. Knowing me as the dearest friend of all beings, that man gains perfect peace. The dearest friend of all beings. And that's what we want to awaken inside of ourselves. The possibility that each and every aspect of ourself can be the dearest friend of every other aspect of our self. And in that spaciousness is the possibility of living in a compassion that Kuan Yin is the embodiment of.